Blog Talk Radio.
Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth or restrains will restrain until he be taken out of the way. And many believers think that this refers to the restraining power of the Holy Spirit that is currently at work. That is, he is restraining the full manifestation of evil on and within this planet until at God's strategic epochal time he is taken out of the way to allow for the full manifestation of evil and the revealing of the Antichrist. Once again, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And please understand this word let is an old English word, which means to hinder or restrain or hold back. Verse 8. And then shall that wicked one, literally, or that lawless one, in the Greek, and thence shall the lawless one, who is called the anomos. We have the word nomos for law, and when we add the alpha, we have the alpha privative, which then negates the word. And so he is called the lawless one. The Antichrist is called the lawless one. Then shall that wicked one be revealed or unveiled. He will have his apocalypse or his unveiling. He will be revealed to the cosmos. Now notice, whom the Lord shall reveal or shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. And shall destroy with the brightness of his. So in verse 8, we have the satanic parousia, or the coming of the lawless one. In verse 7, we have the mystery of iniquity. Literally, it is the secret purpose of lawlessness. Notice. His name, that is the name of the Antichrist, is associated with lawlessness. Verse 9. Even him whose coming, or parousia, is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Now notice verse 10 very carefully. And with all deceivableness, that word means delusion, delusion of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And so here is God's sovereign judgment upon those who refuse his salvation through Christ Jesus, our Savior. This is their judgment. And so please see Matthew 24:24, and please read Jeremiah 50:25. So in verse 10, and with all deceivableness or delusion of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Notice verse 11. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now, it is literally not a lie. We have literally the lie in verse 11. The lie. We have a definite article before the noun lie. It is the lie. That, verse 12, and so we have a purpose clause, that they all might be damned. Who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And the word there, unrighteousness, is adikia. Adikia for unrighteousness. And so in verse 12, that they all might be damned. The word damned is an aorist subjunctive passive. An aorist subjunctive passive. So please reference 1 John 2, verses 13 and 14. So 2 Thessalonians talks to us in depth about this coming lawless one. He has several names. He is called here the mystery of iniquity, and he is called that wicked one. He is called the man of sin, and he is also called the wild beast in the book of Revelation. That is, in the Greek, he is called the wild beast. In the Greek word is therion, the wild beast. I mean, notice the names that is associated with this individual. And notice in verse 9 we have even him who's coming, or parousia, is after the working of Satan, or energion, the energy of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. That is just signs or miracles with incredible power and purpose to deceive, to lead astray. This is who he is. This is what he does. And notice at the beginning of chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read, now, this is verse 1, now you see two brethren, by the coming, the word here is parousia, of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just read to you about the parousia, or the coming of the man of sin. Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, we call it the rapture, or the snatching out of the church. I like that verb better. The snatching away, that you be not soon shaken in mind, that is to agitate in mind or be troubled. It literally means to be frightened neither by spirit nor by word. A spirit, when he refers to spirit, he means by an ecstatic utterance that is given by someone. See, don't be frightened by these things, nor by word, nor by letter. As from us. This is a very important verse. This is a pivotal verse for believers, as that the day of Christ is at hand. And Paul also talks about the day of Christ in First Corinthians, the day of Christ. And he also talks about, in First Corinthians, he talks about the day of man. And we are currently in the day of man. The day of Christ follows the day of man. So it does not refer to a literal 24-hour period. It refers to a period of time. Please understand. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, now listen carefully, for let no man deceive you by any means. Deceive means to seduce wholly. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. In verse 3, he is called the son of Apuleius, the son of destruction, the son of destruction. Now, in Greek, we have translated this word Apuleius as loss. Jesus said that the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. For instance, he doesn't mean like a lost coin. He means, that word apoleos means that which was destroyed. Here, another name for this man of sin is Kleos of Apuleius, or the son of destruction. And please note that these names denote character. He is called in the same verse the Anthropos Tes Harmatias, the man of sin, the man of sin. And he is called, notice, he's called a man of sin and the son of, or and the Huios Tes Apuleius. And now the writer will talk about what he does. Verse 4. Notice his character. Notice the pathological arrogance, insane arrogance of this creature, this Antichrist, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, that is worshipped, so that he as God, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Please read Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So Paul goes on, remember you not that When I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. There is a strategic epochal time within the plan of God that this Antichrist, this man of sin, this son of perdition, will be revealed. And for every verse that speaks about his coming, within the same context, you read about his destruction. He is only going to be on the scene for a short and terrifying time, but then he will be what? He will be destroyed. He will be consumed by the brightness of the coming. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 8, he will be consumed with the spirit of the mouth of the Lord, that is his word, and he shall be destroyed or made to cease with the brightness of the coming of Jesus Christ. And let the church say amen and praise God. Good afternoon.